The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. I watched it last night. It was on. It was. I think it was on TNT last night.
Nice. I have not seen the OG Jurassic Park.
Dude, forever. I'm telling you, we talked about it last week, and I really studied it. I watched a few scenes from it last night on TNT, and I'm like, hey, is there something about the dinosaurs? They look more real in the first one, and I really studied it last night, and I'm telling you, it is legit.
Well, it's because they use actual animatronics.
Yeah. They did it so well, and I'm trying to find little parts where I'm like, that looked like a robot. That looked like a robot, but no.
Stupid robot dinosaur. This is BS, man. Anyway, we got to get right to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Joey C's Pizzeria, M139 in Benton Harbor. Still serving you. They were open yesterday. They want to make sure that people are eating delicious delicious food while enjoying the quarantine, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You might as well eat well. Of course, check them out. They have amazing new menu options still here serving you. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? All right, let's get right to it. Your topic for today. I'm sorry, my internet is being ungodly slow.
You in a cave? Actually, I am looking at your picture right now on Facebook. Look at your little setup.
I know. And, of course, the chair I have, we have a high kitchen table or a dining room table. So I have this tall chair with this short desk, and I'm sitting up so I can talk into the microphone.
Look at your feet can't even touch the ground. It's like you're on a school bus. If I were to look underneath the seats on a school bus, your feet would be a little kicking.
Yeah. I'm gonna shut off your mic. How about I do that?
Look at you.
Yeah, I know. Toddler. It's a big chair. It's all about perspective. I'm not that small.
Right. It's a massive chair.
Let's talk about websites. What's a good website to waste some time on? Obviously, we have been stuck indoors. I can't wait to see the numbers after this is all said and done. The online numbers, you know, the sites like Pornhub, I'm sure their numbers are going to be through the roof.
Booming.
But what's a good website to waste some time on?
You know mine, and I'm going to throw it out there right off the bat so we can get it out of the way, because it is the front page of the internet. I think you guys all know the one, the only, Reddit.com. You know what's sweet about it? And here's the thing. A lot of people visit it at first, and I was a victim of it too. I did it one time way back, and I was like, this isn't all what it cracks up to be. This sucks. Well, here's the thing, because you don't sign up. You got to sign up and set up your own subreddits. So not everything on Reddit is what you're interested in right off the bat until you organize that section of Reddit. Now it's everything of your interest, and literally you can type in any keyword, and there's a Reddit page for it.
Absolutely.
And it really is. It just kind of funnels everything from the internet into one site, and it is absolutely brilliant. I love it, and I'm on it every single day.
Every day, man. We get a lot of, even though Emma hates it, you thought I forget, didn't you? Didn't you, bitch?
God, dude.
It's a great place, and for me, I don't post really anything on there. I don't upvote or do that stuff, but, you know, all my subreddits that I have are set up, and when I just go to my feed, it's just, I could scroll for hours.
It's just weird. It's just, they have a subreddit for everything. So, like, any hobby, fishing, you know, like, when we were building a Jeep, there was a subreddit for that. You're going to make fun of me, but when I got the electric longboard, I was like, hell, I'll type it into Reddit, see if there's a subreddit for it. Of course there is. You know, it's like there's small communities in this website for, like, every single little hobby you can think. If you like crocheting, if you like Beanie Babies, you know, anything you can think of, there's a little community on this website for it. It's awesome. It's
and
brilliant.
Not to mention just riddled with porn. I mean, riddled
that,
with it.
That, too. You always go back to that. But, yes, he's not wrong.
We got to take a quick break, but I'll give you mine real quick. A great one. And say, you and Brian and Chris, don't give up your man card.
Well, GreenBayPackers.com. Or no, you're going to go Pinterest, aren't you?
That's a great one, but I've seen it all already. Pinterest. I'll admit it. God. I love Pinterest. I'm on Pinterest all the time. I've made a lot of cool projects off of Pinterest. I've cooked a lot of great things off of Pinterest. And it's just fun to scroll. So there's mine. Yeah, take my man card.
Are they running low on tampons at the store, much like toilet paper?
We'll be back.
I know you were wearing your dress this morning.
We'll be back with more great time-wasting websites in a few. Stick around.
Rock 107 WIRX presents the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Hey, here we go. Good morning.
You there?
Yep. I was doing a little magic in the background. I was stalling for time. Anyway, it's time for your Joey C's Pizzeria topic of the day. What's some great time-wasting websites? We're all indoors. We're all looking for things to do. Online's a big thing. It is. So we've done Reddit. We've done Pinterest. We got some great answers. We got some great answers on Facebook there, Hunter. Yes, we're going to do the answers on Facebook. It's the answers. Rebecca said Etsy. That's spent a lot of time on Etsy. Maybe I should check that out.
Yeah, me neither. What is Etsy?
We're going to
learn some stuff this morning.
Like, you can buy,
I think you're right,
handcrafted things and other stuff. Mm-hmm. Like let's say you make paintings, right? You can go on Etsy and sell them on Etsy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Let's see. Jennifer said Amazon is always good for wasting time and money. Amen to that. Boy. Hunter and I know that firsthand.
Yeah, you start to get that recommended section going, you know. Mm-hmm. Then you go down the rabbit hole of Amazon, and then you're checking your bank account.
You're like, God, I'm broke. Let's see.
Damn you, Amazon.
Bruce had a good one. Obviously, YouTube. You can never go wrong with YouTube.
YouTube's great. It's fantastic. You know what? You know what? One thing that sucks about YouTube is you watch one wrong video, one crappy video, and your whole recommended section is just full of crappy videos now until you start watching some better ones.
It ruins your algorithm, and it's so annoying. Yeah. Yeah.
It is.
John Munson said RedTube, of course. Come on now, John. It's a family show. Let's see. Sam said people of Walmart. Oh, yeah. There you go. No,
that's great.
That's a funny one, too.
It's fantastic. It's always shorts that are way too tight. You're mushrooming over the top of the butt cracking. Dude, that's some great pictures on that site.
You know, there's a bunch of people jumping on the mom link. Come on, guys. Not even trying anymore. Not even clever. Good God.
Well, what are they saying? Yourmom.com or something?
Brian, of course, said your mom's. It's like, come on. At least put a link or something. Don't half-ass it.
Right. Wait, what?
Wait, what? Huh? Elijah scored some bonus points. He said WIRX.com.
There you go, kid.
Jess said BoardPanda.com. I don't think I've ever been to BoardPanda.com.
I've heard of it. What is it? I feel like it's a joke. I feel like it's... It's going to be like a wiener or something, dude. I don't know. I don't like it.
Me at spin.com. Robert had abcarcade.com. Free internet games. I might have to try that one out.
Wait, ABC Arcade?
Yep, ABC Arcade.
And is it like, are they like old school, like Nintendo games? Are they like computer games?
It just says it's free internet games. I don't know. I'm going to have to check that
one
out.
I like that. I like the old school games. I sent you and Kiki a link.
You can kill a lot of time. If anybody wants, seriously, a lot of people put links on here, so you can check it out. Yeah. Robert's got it on there. John apparently went back to 2001 and said E-Bombs World.
Ah, man, dude, I'm telling you, my brother still goes to that like every day. E-Bombs World. I mean, it's good, except you know what? There's too much BuzzFeed stuff on there. I just can't stand BuzzFeed.
Back in the day, E-Bombs World was the best. I mean, you had that one in stupid. You remember stupid videos?
Videos.
Oh, God, man. We'd sit in
stupid
class.
Stupid videos. Did you ever go to steakandcheese.com back in the day? That was like, It was a dump of kind of like mature content slash weird videos slash like, I don't know. It wasn't a website you would want your mom to be walking behind you, you're on your 1995 ever. Windows. You know,
quick,
loading your a floppy disk up full of pictures so you can take them over to your buddies and give them to him.
Oh my God! I wonder if you still find that floppy disk. See if it's around.
It's like 3 minutes to load that picture. Click, 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 click. Come on, you damn it, Bill Gates. Why you gotta make it? Why does the computer gotta be so loud when you log onto the internet? Trying to be sneaky here.
That's why guys develop that weird rhythm of just kind of keeping it going.
Right? Yeah. You log in at 9 o'clock at night. So you don't have to.
Porn time.
Right.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. More when we come back on the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.
Rock 10.